So one day when I was in college, I was visiting my friend Brett at his apartment when one of his roommates came walking down the stairs and he had this tape measure extended, maybe 10 inches. And he said, "Hey, Brett, so long my penis is." And I looked at Brett, and I looked at the roommate, and I looked at Brett, and I said, "Oh yeah, this is perfectly normal. My roommate and I compare vaginal depth all the time." Of course, that's not true. People don't talk about vaginal depth. It's like a taboo or something. Just remember, y'all asked for this. But I think that we should talk about vaginal depth, because there is a misconception that American women have vaginas that are all the same depth and that it is large. I realized this when I started shopping for a menstrual cup. And if you don't know what that is, I don't have time to explain it. Just use context clues. So I went on the internet and I started doing research on what would be the best type of menstrual cup to buy. And I decided on the Diva Cup. They have a lot of satisfied customers, and I knew that I could buy one on the shelf at Whole Foods, so I wouldn't have to order it and wait for it to come. The Diva Cup comes in two sizes, but they're both the same length. The difference in size is in the diameter. So I purchased a Diva Cup, and I attempted to use it for a couple of months and finally decided that it just wasn't going to work. It was too long. And if you go on their website, they have kind of a troubleshooting section. And they seem to imply that this sort of thing is not possible. That if it seems like it doesn't fit, you're probably just putting it in wrong. But I am very comfortable with my body, and I was certain that the Diva Cup was too long. Undaunted, I decided I would just purchase a different brand of menstrual cup. Surely there are some other ones that come in different sizes. So I went back online and started researching the other types of menstrual cups that you can buy in America, and I paid a lot of attention to the dimensions this time, and they all were very similar to the Diva Cup in that they came in two sizes. Both sizes were the same length, and those lengths were comparable to the length of the Diva Cup. Still undaunted, I expanded my search internationally, and I discovered a German company called Meluna that makes menstrual cups in three different sizes, small, medium, and large, and all three sizes are different lengths. And the large is the same length as American menstrual cups. So the Germans can conceive of two lengths shorter than that would work for a perfectly normal woman. Thrilled, I picked out a medium-sized menstrual cup from Meluna, and I put in an order for it. I had to cross my fingers that it would actually come to me, because American menstrual cups are made of either silicone or rubber, both of which are FDA-approved materials. The Meluna is made of something else that is not FDA-approved. So I wasn't sure if it would make it through customs or not, but it did. And a couple of weeks later, it arrived on my doorstep. So I tore open my package, and there was my medium-sized Meluna menstrual cup. But also in the package, there was an additional menstrual cup. It was in a little Ziploc bag with a note stapled to it. And the note explained that this extra menstrual cup had a factory defect that did not prevent it from working properly, but meant that they couldn't sell it. So they had just thrown it into my package as sort of a bonus. That's fine. But what was really funny about this extra menstrual cup is that It was a large. And so I couldn't help but picture these Germans putting my package together and then looking at the mailing address and saying, oh, she's an American. We better throw in a large. Folks, don't be afraid to talk about vaginas. Thank you.